Did I already say hi, friends? I don't even know. Wait, don't make me laugh. I need to start. Hi, friends. Okay, here we go. Between what makes it on the air and what gets removed in post-production, I can't begin to count how many times I've said something along the lines of, "Hi friends," or "Hey guys." To this day, I still take a few breaths before I open the show to help me get in the zone and work out the bugs and the jitters. For the last time in season 2, 2019, and this life-changing decade, hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Medium Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have a special behind-the-scenes season finale just for you. Tonight, it's all things memory lane and love to and from all of you. Here we go. What can you say about season 1 that you haven't said before? Do you think it's better or worse than season 2? Well, I've said so many things, so some of this may have been said before. Season 1 was definitely about bringing something I was scared of and passionate about to life. Growing up afraid of the dark and what I was going to see next really kept me in a state of constant fear to some degree. Following in the footsteps of my amazing friends, Marie and Lily, and walking into Sophie's level 1 Reiki class is one of the best decisions I've ever made. And it really changed the course of my world for the rest of my living days. I'm super convinced of that. So with that decision came a lot of change, a lot of self-reflection, loss, blessings, and acceptance. And it really helped me to be present, to stand up for myself, to say no and not let it crush me, to say yes to putting myself first, and to establish really healthy boundaries in every plane. And that decision also brought me to all of you. And that's definitely one of the things I'm most grateful for. This platform has allowed me to learn far more than I ever anticipated. I have formed such beautiful friendships that I'll take with me everywhere I go. Week in and week out, I talk about how much fun it is to hang with you guys on social media, to read your DMs and emails, and to listen to your voice messages. I say I mega love you guys every chance I get, and all of that is honest to my absolute core. Like, I wouldn't want to do any of this without you guys. It wouldn't even be worth it. And every one of you is so unique and beautiful and magical, and you share that with all of us day in and day out. That right there is what makes this show so incredible. And in my heart and soul, I'll never care about the popularity of the show or whose list we made it onto or where we rank in our category, if we make money or not. Like, honestly, none of that matters. What keeps me going is connecting with all of you and knowing that the show is impacting your world in a really positive way. It's knowing that we've answered your questions and helped you walk away from your own fears and your anxiety. It's knowing that you acknowledge we always have each other. Like, we're there for you, you're there for us. And in my world, we rank number 1 because of all of that. So that entire recipe and the love and support of those in my tight circle has carried us through two seasons. Like, I cannot believe it. So I honestly don't prefer one season over the other. And I know that was a long answer. They're both super unique and super special in their own way. Season 1 was 22 episodes of pretty much like feeling our way in the dark and making friends on the playground. It was a season where I met some incredible podcasters like Hillbilly Horror Stories, Stranger Than, Stat, My So-Called Whatever, Mysterious Radio, History Goes Bump, Drift and Ramble. I know there are so, so many others. And just off the top of my head, I remember those guys so much. Our very first interview was with Jerry Pauly, when the show had something like 50 total downloads and a lot of Christmas morning excitement, like a lot. And Jerry, who hosts the super funny and successful Hillbilly Horror Stories, took a chance on our super tiny podcast. And I will always, always, always be so grateful for that. To this day, we're friends. We check on each other, you know, every now and then when we have a moment. And I mean, I really love and adore him and his wife so, so much. I learned a lot from Jerry, but what really drew me to him was the way he loved and valued his audience. That resonated with me so much because that's the way I like to lead my life. And I'll tell you, if you're a fan of hauntings and ghost stories, make sure you check out Hillbilly Horror Stories or any of the incredible podcasts I mentioned, because they're all wonderful and hosted by some of the most magical people I've had the honor of getting to know. Season 2 has been interesting because it's been an evolution in like every imaginable way. This season became an experiment to step out of my comfort zone, try new things creatively, and you know, it was really like come what may. It really paid off in a big, big way. I was the most transparent I've ever been. I've connected with you guys like never before. And I really just jumped a lot without overthinking every detail to death. And it really felt good. What was it like to be away from the show for so long when you were in Texas? In one word, crushing. We didn't expect either hiatus, and things happened so fast both times that we didn't have time to do anything about it. So here's a little bit of background on how things played out. Unbeknownst to anyone, the last episode of season one aired on October 26, 2017, while we were a few weeks into our work in Houston, Texas. And it would be almost a year before the next episode aired. So our plan was to keep recording and airing episodes while working in Houston, and that clearly didn't pan out. In mid-August of 2018, Marie, Lily, and I got together to record episode 1 of season 2 that ended up airing on September 4th, 2018. So just like a couple-ish weeks after we recorded. That was the comeback episode that recapped our time in Houston, how the trip came to be, the impact it had on each one of us, and so much more. For some reason, I remember we had like some drinks or something prior to recording or during recording, which, you know, we laugh on a regular basis, but it definitely amped up the giggles. And I don't drink very often, so I assume I had a few sips of something and that was enough to send me into laughing fits. I don't know. So it was so much fun getting the gang back together and hitting the record button after so much time away and so much time that we definitely needed. Some of it, you know, not our own doing. Some of it was once we got back home and just took a little break to recoup. So we'd been away from our podcasting world for so long that it took me a minute to remember how to set up the recording equipment. And I mean, like, I was so confused by what went where and how to adjust the settings for the sound, how to edit. Like, it was a beautiful mess. So we record episodes 1, 2, and 3 of season 2, with episode 3 airing on September 18th of 2018. Little did we know when we were recording just like a couple of weeks prior that on September 18th, when episode 3 of season 2 was airing, I would be driving to Houston, Texas for our second round of work. And it really, again, happened so fast and forced us into a second hiatus. Fortunately, we were only gone for 3 months the second time, but it seriously felt like 6 months or 12 months. It really, like, it was so taxing. And even though we weren't gone as long the second time, it seemed tougher to get my footing when we started recording again. And I honestly think it's the only time I have heavily considered pulling the plug on the show. I really just, I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep it going. I really didn't. What's your favorite episode of season 2? Honestly, I don't have a favorite. I love them all on some level. And this isn't like, you know, when you have kids and you're like, I love them all. I don't have a favorite. It's not like that. Like, there are some that I like more than others, but I honestly love them all, flaws and everything, because they all taught me something. What's your least favorite episode of season 2? Okay. So this one's a little bit easier to answer. So I do like to find magic in just about everything and thought it would be fun to do the same for the months of the year. And I really like that each month has its own special stones and horoscopes and colors and all that good stuff. The idea ended up being far more appealing in my mind than the end result, in my book anyway. And from the time we started recording for the June episode, I could tell I wasn't really vibing with the content. And I wanted to give it a second go. So we did the episode for the month of July and it still wasn't really working for me. So right there, we just decided to cut it. And on the content calendar, I had all the way through, we started June. So I had all the way through the following May so that we could do every single month, cover every month. And I felt really bad scrapping it. But at the same time, I would have felt a lot worse delivering episodes that I didn't fully stand behind. So I'm glad I tried it. And, you know, what ended up being produced and, you know, being, I don't really quite know how to word it. You know, the idea I had in my mind didn't quite translate. So it was better just to let it go. So I'm glad we tried it. I really am. I like that we did two of the really fun summer months and we called it good. You know, we came, we saw, and we sort of conquered. Do you prefer doing scary episodes over lighthearted episodes? Not at all. I genuinely love them all and really feel like each topic has its place. I balance the light and dark topics as much as possible, with the exception of October, because come on, Halloween. You guys know I love Halloween. And when I map out the show's calendar, I try to do half and half of each in the month, so it's pretty even. So there's half light content, half dark content. And I love a good ghost story, but I also love a good guardian angel story. And doing some of each makes me look forward to the other and keeps things really fresh in my mind anyway. What are your favorite moments from this season? Oh my gosh. I've really enjoyed all of it. Even like the, you know, June and July episodes that I didn't absolutely love. So I loved recording with our friends and listening to their real life ghost stories. I loved recording with Lori and learning about the Sundance ceremony and how magical it is and hearing about her shadow person story. I loved recording with Sophie and learning about how to protect during a crisis, how to protect your loved ones when they can't protect themselves. I love talking to her about antiques and haunted items and our experience at the auction house. I also remember laughing so hard. I think it was in the psychic attack episode, which may have been, it was one of the first episodes of season two. And I remember Lily recapping her psychic attack story. And I was defending my position on knowing her well enough to be the one who attacked her psychically. And it made me laugh super hard during the recording because I was like, I want to say she didn't know who had done this, if it was like a malicious thing or whatever it was. And so I was just trying to say like, well, I know you well enough. Maybe it was me. And she's like, it wasn't you. So that's what it was. Like, I can't believe I took the stance of like, yeah, huh, I know you well. Like, I could totally be the one. So it was so dumb, but it was so funny. And that is one of my favorite memories. How do you come up with the names of each episode? So I like to have fun with the way I name each episode because I never want them to be bland. And so I take an element of the topic, something that was said in the episode, something along those lines, and I play around with the wording until I achieve a subconscious head nod. So the head nod is physical and it does actually happen when I know I have the right title. It is a really weird thing that I do, but I can actually feel like my head nod when I know I found it, like I figured it out. It's so random. Tell us how you really feel about dolls. I feel like this one should be followed by LOL. So at this point, it probably goes without saying that dolls like Ouija boards really creep me out. Those tiny little human-like faces and blank expressions, they just give me the shivers. Like, I don't know. And I think the universe knows my fears and enjoys provoking me because dolls just like had a weird way of coming up a lot this season. And like off the top of my head, we've talked about dolls in the auction episode, the antiques episode, the episode we did about Ed and Lorraine Warren, the episode we did about the haunted forests, the plastic people episode. And I think in some of the ghost stories, or at least I read about them. I don't know if those made it to the air, but I feel like, I mean, I might be missing some, but dolls came up a lot. So to universe, I say, well played, sir. Well played. What are some of your favorite changes this season? I loved having so many guests on the show in season two and hearing their stories. It's really cool to get to be on the other side where you're receiving the information. And, you know, in my position, it's usually me that's doing all the talking. So I love being able to sit back and listen to someone else tell their story and get to know them in a different way. And it's not just like, you know, if it's one of our friends to the show that I've connected with on Instagram or Twitter, you know, it's not just that forum. Like, this is something totally different. And I've really loved that. And I've also loved, you know, I've known Lori, for example, for so many years since I was a kid. And so, you know, as time has gone on and we've both grown and, you know, moved on with our families and just life and work and stuff, we don't talk every single day, which is typical in a very long-term relationship. And so when we do get to reconnect and I hear about things like this, you know, in different ways that she's grown, and it's just so cool. You know, it's really cool to get to know other aspects of people. So I mean, I've really enjoyed that. I've enjoyed having other people on the show and really just like mixing it up. I've also loved including the weekly tarot readings and the Can't Resist Crystal. And adding both of those really added a new magical element that I didn't know I wanted until I had it. And the idea for both of those really came to me suddenly. And after I thought about that, the next time I saw Marie, I asked if she'd be down to start doing readings each week. She said yes, and really the rest is history. And it's one of the funnest things I think we've done. And it was really well received. I was so surprised. I just, you know, it was kind of like the month's episode, the June and July, and, you know, like, let's see how this goes, how it's received. And that's true for any episode. When we touch on a certain topic, if people just aren't loving it, we just kind of leave it alone. Unless someone has a very specific question, then we'll answer that and move on. But, you know, it was the same with this. It was, you know, let's see if everybody likes it. If they do, we'll keep it. If they don't, we'll get rid of it. Or maybe we can tweak it, whatever. But it was so well received. And I really, really am so happy that we added it. And when we have Marie on the show again, we'll go back to doing the tarot reading. And, you know, until then, maybe we'll just keep the crystal, the Can't Resist Crystal, going. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Are you glad you did the Q&A episode and put so much out there for everyone to know? Absolutely. I'm really glad I did that episode. So the Q&A itself was not difficult to sign on for. The tough part was deciding to answer the personal questions. And some of them were really pretty personal. So the podcast, like, I mean, the way I feel about it is the podcast is very niche in that it's specific to energy work. And I like that. And I like to keep it that way. You guys come here week after week to hear about guides and ghosts and the great beyond and the energy elements that lie within all of that. You don't come to hear about my gym session or how my cookies turned out or how playground my hair looks at any given moment. And so I really love being transparent with you guys, but I believe there's a time and place for that. And it's not on the show or the show's social media pages. When it comes to the show and anything that supports the show, like the Instagram page, the Facebook page, the Twitter page, whatever it is, I really like to keep it specific to the show or specific to topics that relate to the show, versus having a lot of personal stuff and mixing it in there, because I want you guys to get what you came for. And because of that, that's a really big reason why I decided to move forward with the So Chantel YouTube channel, because that's the platform I can use to share all of the things that happen when the microphone turns off and the recording stops. And I'm really enjoying that. I have to say, I feel scared in a way I've never felt before. And I also feel so free in a way I've never felt before, because I'm putting it all out there. The days I'm peaking, the days I'm not peaking, the adventures, everything. And I'm super excited to share all of that with all of you and connect in a really different way. And so I'm really, really glad I did the Q&A episode. It is one of the episodes, and I was a little surprised by the response to it. I didn't think anyone would think anything of it. I really kind of thought it was like, oh, another episode, but it wasn't. It ended up receiving a lot of positive feedback, and I was so happy about that. And it was just a really unexpected benefit, a really unexpected gift, I would say. So I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. I'm glad that you asked the questions and that I answered them. And I mean, I would do it again. I definitely would. But I really like to keep a lot of that stuff on a separate platform, if you will. So I don't have any regrets. I'm so happy I did it. And I would definitely do it again. Of all the things you've done this season, do you wish you'd done anything sooner than you did? Yes and no. I'm a big believer in timing being everything. Typically, there's part of me that wishes I'd pulled the trigger on something far sooner. And then there's the other part of me that knows it had to happen when it happened. So there's always like a tug of war within me with things like that. It kind of is what it is. How will the next season be different from the last two? Oh, I'll be two seasons prettier. I honestly have no idea. I don't know yet. I want to keep exploring and learning and pushing myself to do more. I don't know what that looks like yet. And that's really comfortable for me right now, which is usually uncomfortable for me. I'm going to do a lot of things for the first time in the new year. And that feels scary in a really, really great way. And creativity just has a way of popping in at the right moment. And that energy has a knowing way of weaving itself into whatever I'm doing in the most magical and perfect way, if that makes sense. I hope it does. I'm really not worried about it. And I'm actually really okay with not knowing what season three looks like yet. I don't want to have it mapped out to the point where it's not fun. I like having that freedom and that space to change things and sometimes change things on the fly, which happens. And those changes tend to be the ones that make me the happiest. And oddly enough, those are the changes that, you know, sometimes they're very subtle, sometimes they're very noticeable, but it's like the subtle ones that you guys notice the most, which is really cool. So I don't know if our energy is just in sync. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I super appreciate it. It makes me happy. What would you change about season one or two if you could? Nothing. I think they're perfectly flawed and I love them the way they are. That's really true. If I could change anything about them, then they wouldn't be them. It's true. It's just true. Knowing what you know now, is there anything you would say to yourself to make things easier on yourself during the course of the show? If I'm being honest, I would say I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't like go back and tell myself anything. On some level, I always feel like I don't quite know what I'm doing or have it all together. And that feeling makes me far more driven and passionate and hungry. And I really like that feeling. And it's not the kind of feeling that keeps me in a state of stress or makes me anxious, or it's nothing like that. Like, it really is a positive building kind of feeling. And I hope I'm explaining that right. But I definitely wouldn't say anything to myself. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't give myself an easy button or any of that, because it's brought me to this point. It's really pushed me in great ways. And it's changed me for the better. I think it's really helped to shape me and to shape the course of the show. What are some of your favorite reviews you've read for the show? Oh gosh, let's see. There's this one that says, feels like one of the girls. I've been binge listening to this podcast and just can't get enough. Extremely informative and entertaining. I feel like I'm hanging with a couple of girlfriends. I'm a Media Matters wannabe. Love it, ladies. Keep up the great work. I'm in it for the long haul. Another one that stands out is one that says, I stumbled on the Samhain episode. I'm Irish and we celebrate this every year. Both Chantel and Marie have an adorable chemistry that I could seriously listen to for hours. I kind of want to invite them over for some coffee and scones. I loved the story Chantel wove into the end. It just wrapped the whole thing up beautifully. Recommend 10 out of 10. I would definitely come over for coffee and scones. And I am quite positive that it would not be difficult for me to convince Marie Rose to come over either, because we just love a good time. This one was, I thought, really, really nice. And I, so I read a lot of different reviews for my own podcast, for other podcasts. And I mean, I kind of feel like I listen to podcasts, and when I leave a review, I'm stumped. I'm like, what do I say? Besides, it's fantastic, because that's all I really want to say when I stumble on a really great one. So I love when people just really are descriptive, and, you know, and this is one. So this person says, I mean, that pretty much says it all. Well, let me back up. So this person says, great voice plus fascinating subject equals awesome. I mean, that pretty much says it all, but I'll expound a bit. First, Chantel has an incredibly listenable voice, which is great because I love the subjects she covers. Who doesn't love a good deep dive into the origins of Halloween, mysterious disappearances, and ghost stories? If that's not enough, how about some self-help subjects like Reiki and self-care? Still not sold? Add a likable, knowledgeable co-host named Marie, and you have no excuse not to subscribe now. I mean, if I could come up with reviews like that, I would do that for a living. Like, it's so nice when people really go out of their way to write more than just like, great, which is like, I feel like what I do. So there are so many really great reviews that we've received. We've also received some not so great ones, and that's okay too, because I'll take the constructive criticism and just, you know, do the best I can with it. And, you know, it's not going to resonate with everyone, and that's okay. But I mean, it is what it is. So those are just a few of some of the ones that I remember that stand out that I made a note of, because I just love them so much. But honestly, please know, I love every single review, good, bad, in between. I really love and appreciate that you guys take the time to leave a review. It really does mean the world to me. So thank you so, so much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you think you'll take another break for work or life or anything? Absolutely. And honestly, fingers crossed, all future breaks will be planned. Fingers crossed. So before the show launch, I'd plan to take a small break between each season in order to take a breather, regroup, plan for the upcoming season, and all that good stuff. Things did not go according to plan, but such is life. For the first time, I will be able to take that break, and that'll happen now between seasons 2 and 3, but I triple promise it's only for a short period of time. We are honestly already hard at work on season 3, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear what's coming. The first series of the new season is done, and it is so good, like so good. It's going to answer a lot of questions and hopefully make you think about things in a way you hadn't thought of them before. So yes, there will be breaks in the future of the show, one coming now, now that we're wrapping season 2, going into season 3, and it's good though. I think it's a really positive thing to take a break every now and then, and I'm so happy that this is a planned break. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what else to say. Like, you have no idea how nice it is to say that we're gonna take a break, but it is totally planned. It's not, you know, a chaotic type of thing or spur of the moment or any of that. So we will definitely be back, and I'm super pumped for season 3. I know I said this earlier in the episode, but all the things that are to come, all of the new content, the new experiences for me, for all of you guys, I'm super looking forward to it. And this season, I have connected with you guys so much. So it's like, in season 1, I connected with a lot of podcasters and a few of you. In season 2, I connected with podcasters, but the majority of the connections I made this season, I made with you guys. And I met so many cool people on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and everywhere in between. And I've received so many messages from you guys, DMs and emails and voicemails, and it's been so much fun. So to get to know you guys on that level, to hear your stories and how many of you have gone to your first Reiki session, how many of you have started your own energy work journey, and how many of you want to, and the different ways that you raise your vibration and that you do your self-care routine, and all of it is just, it's been a lot of fun. And I'm so honored that you share that with us here on the show, that you feel comfortable talking to us. I mean, it's been conversations about all kinds of things. It's been conversations about hauntings and bumps in the night and anxiety and depression and people's loved ones passing. And it's been so many things. And it really does feel like a family. And when I say that we are family and that you guys are friends and all of that, I genuinely mean that. That is exactly how it feels to me, hopefully to you as well. So, you know, if you're sharing stuff like that with strangers, then I don't even know what to say, because then I don't feel as special. But, you know, it just, I think it's really cool. So I am really looking forward to season 3. I'm looking forward to meeting new people and making new connections and having even more of you guys on the show to share your stories, no matter what they are. And, you know, it could be your ghost story, your true life ghost story. It could be your journey on the energy healing path. It could be your Reiki sessions. I mean, whatever that is. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm super excited for 2020. It feels like a very magical time. It's like I've been saying for a little while now, I can feel like the energy. It's almost like the air is, there's like a charge in the air in a really beautiful, positive, and magical way. And I'm just excited to see what's coming. So yeah, here we go. So I thank you guys so much for joining me for another kick-ass episode of The Media Matters and for riding with us for 2 solid seasons of laughs and tears and scares. Each season has been an experience that I have loved sharing with every single one of you. And I just like, I can't say enough how much I appreciate every one of you, how much I love connecting with you, how I have loved creating these episodes and sharing them with you. It is such a labor of love and I love it. I do all of it with all of my heart and soul. The show is hibernating for a short period of time to shed the winter weight and shape up for the upcoming fun. Make sure you guys tune into season 3, the premiere, on Tuesday, February 4th, 2020, when we roll out all new episodes for your listening pleasure. But you guys, fear not. Until then, come hang with me on Twitter at Media Matters and on the Instagram at The Media Matters, where I show you some New Year love and keep you company. Make sure you turn on those notifications and be sure to tag me in your Media Matters post for a special shout out. The show may be out of sight, but I'm definitely not. Head over to YouTube, subscribe to the new So Chantel channel, and click the bell to get notified when new videos are posted. And don't forget, the channel launches on January 1st of the Roaring 20s with all new content for your viewing pleasure. After you subscribe, make sure you head to Instagram and follow me at So Chantel to see what I'm up to, check out the mini vlogs on IG stories, and maybe catch a glimpse of what I'm working on for season 3 of the show. Don't let the season finale get you down, guys. Raise your vibration with a reading from our very own Oracle, Shay. Make sure you DM Shay on the old Instagram at The Ornery Oracle. Mention this specific episode and receive $10 off your very own tarot reading. And be sure to follow Shay on Instagram to get your Monday through Friday dose of tarot readings, laughs, and incredible energy. For the very last time in season 2, 2019, and this wild, wild decade, we are donezo for the night, but we'll be back February 4th with an all-new season of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, may your new year be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, you guys.